scripture reading for today's service can be found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 35 through 41. And the same day, when the evening was done, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him, and he said unto them, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and he said one to another, What manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him.
Though it was not planned, we could not have sung a more appropriate song for our text and for our thoughts this morning than the song we just sang. I'd like to remind you again of the words we did just sing together. Will your anger hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain? Will your anger drift or firm remain? It is safely moored, will the storm withstand, for it is well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables, passed from his heart to mine, can defy the blast through strength divine. It will firmly hold in the straits of fear when the breakers have tolled, the reef is near. Though the tempest rage and the wild winds blow, not an angry wave shall our bark o'erflow. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore with the storms all past forevermore. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. In our text, the apostles, in a vessel in the midst of a troubled sea, the winds blowing and the waves coming and lashing upon the ship, and even filling up the boat in which they were, fearfully waking our Lord up. One phrase stands out, speaking to their fear, and perhaps speaking to ours as well. Teacher, Master, do you not care that we're perishing? And of course we know he did, and of course we know he does. But at times like that, your mind races, your soul wonders, you sometimes question the facts you know are true. Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? It's little wonder that both in life and in Scripture, the storms literally of life are used metaphorically for the adversities and troubles and trials of a lifetime. We know about the literal storms these past few days and even last evening. Probably we were all in the same situation last night, either getting ready for or getting into, or as was the case with me, sound asleep in my bed, and hear the sirens go and hear the winds begin to rage and the rains begin to fall. Turn the television on and here's a tornado here, and it may be there, it might be over here, it might be coming straight for you. And like I say, those storms, they come and they go, they're here and they're past, but they do speak to the metaphorical storms that just the same come into our lives, sometimes, most times, without warning, sometimes, most times, without any real reason behind them. And we ask the same question sometimes faithlessly, as the apostles ask, Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that I'm perishing? And so for just a few moments this morning, allow me to use the literal storms that come our way to make sense of the metaphorical storms that so ravage our lives. And perhaps together with Scripture we can make sense of it all, at least in a semblance. You know, when a storm's coming your way, that's not just a rainstorm or not just a thunderstorm, not just a hailstorm, but a storm of a tornado. It wakes you up. It brings you to your attention. And yet you realize that tornado can do one of three things by way of its effects. Number one, it can miss you. And number two, it can hit you. And number three, it can kill you. And that pretty well wraps it up. It can miss you, it can hit you, it can even kill you. And that's the way the storms of your life are. Now, a good Christian will do as good Christians always have. He or she will pray about the potential of what may happen, the storms that may be brewing, those things that might happen, those things that are beginning to happen. It's right, it's always right to pray. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. That was true in the Old Testament. It's true in the New Testament. It's true in 2019. Prayer is effective. It works. It's for our benefit. And God listens. He cares. Doesn't the Bible say, casting all your care upon Him, He cares for you? 1 Peter 5:7. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. And yet these metaphorical storms that come our way, it may be a financial reversal, it may be a relationship problem, it could be a matter of health,